You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. I'll just put you in the mood.
What mood?
A good mood. Listen. Who is this, E?
I think it's Bastille. DJ Marshmello. Yeah.
Listen, it ain't Pop Pop Kill Him Up.
It's he wears a marshmallow hat.
Put you in a good mood. Want to dance?
What?
He wears a marshmallow hat?
He's never shown his face because he wears like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? Like he wears a marshmallow on his head. That's where he performs the marshmallow.
So he's really not a victory lap guy.
Oh, what an artist.
How can you hide your face?
What a creator. Oh,
hey,
boy.
That ain't a bad tune.
He's marshmallow.
Pop, pop, bang, bang, hit him up. That ain't that.
You can't tell somebody to be happier. That's up to them. That's the lyric. I want you to be happy.
Right.
Get off me.
Well, what don't you understand?
Well, tell me what
about
to do.
Music. Whatever.
Get off me.
Somebody that's Bastille. Hitting home and resonating with. They're at the gym
he's
in the car.
Stealing money.
Making
is
love.
What he's doing.
And that's resonating with them. Come on, man.
That song stinks.
You know, like Daft Punk performs with the robot heads, or like MF Doom, God rest his soul, never showed his face because he wore a Dr. Doom mask.
I'm sitting this one out. Daft Punk. MF Doom.
You've heard Daft Punk.
Daft Punk. I think you might have sent me something, E. Yeah.
This is Daft Punk.
Okay, I got you.
What can you bring in? Bring me into like a Pitbull Fireball. That's the song. All right. Let's get to Steve Kerr telling lies. I'm sorry, what? Steve Kerr's got issues. He's got too many players to play.
That is never a bad problem.
Yes, it is.
I've been told that's never on the hoop court a bad problem.
You know what? I would love to do a show where we challenge conventional wisdom.
Let's go.
Because let me tell you something.
Let's do it.
You can have too many players, and the Warriors do right now. And when you have too many players, it's a sign that there's not enough difference among
the
players.
But that's like a great musician or pianist saying there's too many keys. You got to know which one to hit and win. You can't say it's too many. You know what I mean? That's your job. You like that?
I don't think...
Dude, it's your job.
All right, well, let's get to it. Right. Steve Kerr, this is yesterday after practice. By the way, looks like Steph Curry's going to play tomorrow against Minnesota. Draymond, they're hopeful. No Al Horford. He's getting ready for the postseason. This is Steve Kerr on where the Warriors are at rotation-wise.
The difficulty is probably going to be somebody's next question, but we have a lot of guys now, and it's a great problem to have, but it's not an easy problem to solve. Because I also would say there's not a ton of separation between some of our players, so I can't play 14 guys, 15 guys. I can probably play 11 at the most in a game. So we have some very difficult decisions to make before Friday.
Yeah, it feels like the Warriors are at another pivot point where Curry's coming back. Draymond's probably going to play. Butler's going to play. Spencer's in the mix. Everybody's available except Horford. So it feels like this is the start of a new run, of a new part of the season, I'll put it that way.
Listen, I told you just from an athletic standpoint, they looked fresher, they looked more spry, and I'm excited. But, partner, I heard this last year when he said he was going to play 14 or 15. So just pardon me if I'm not too excited, because, Stani, it just sounds like the coach doesn't know the team. You had training camp. Okay, we got Pat Spencer emerging, but – man, don't tell us what you're going to do. Just do it. And I feel like it's tryouts again. And, you know, things are going to change, and I believe it's predicated on playing time. So if your name is not Dre, Steph, or Jimmy, you know, as you play, as you perform is how you're going to play. But it seems like you got a little pep in your step about this being excited. And I could make a case, I feel like it's a step backwards in regard to, okay, so now we're 23 games in. 25. We're supposed to have 25. We're supposed to have practice. I didn't like that, but hey, I get it. Right. And now I guess.
Well, who's in the rotation and who's out?
Well, it's Steph, Dre, Jimmy, Spencer, Pods, Moody, JK, because I just think that was a punishment, Melton, Buddy, how many is that? And Seth Curry and QP3.
Okay, so Moody's out of that rotation.
No, I had him in.
I got Curry, Pods, Butler, Green Post.
Okay.
Melton, off Moody, yeah. Heald is 8,
mm-hmm.
Spencer's 9, yep. Have Kuminga at 10.
Yeah, QP3.
And yeah, I got him. Okay. And Seth Curry. All right, so Will Richard doesn't play for you, and neither does Trace Jackson Davis.
Well, Trace
or Santos.
Or Payton. Add Richard.
Okay.
And listen, this is how I'm taking it, and I love it. This is why I'm not a bookkeeper. The bottom line is it's still going to fluctuate, partner, and it's going to be dependent on who they play night in and night out. I really believe that.
Right, and you just said
so
that's not good.
So there is no set 11. Yeah, I don't like that. But I think that's where he's trying to get to.
Here's the problem.
Somebody's going to be left out. You are correct. Who is that is going to be predicated on how you perform.
I know, and we'll see.
Like, you think Kuminga won't play tomorrow? You really think, for would you bet $100, Gooey doesn't get a minute? I just think he's going to
play. No, it might be a blowout. I mean, I wouldn't bet on that, but no, I don't think he's one of the 11 right now. Like, I think you look at a game like tomorrow, and he wants to go he doesn't want to play any more than 11.
All right,
so
Pat's playing.
But my point is, who are the three that get left off tomorrow? Like, if you're not going to play 14
TJD
tomorrow.
TJD gets left off tomorrow.
Okay, well, he loved the way TJD played on the road trip.
Okay.
And in fact said, you know,
I've been riding for TJD. I just like he's got some bricks in the pocket, more so than anybody else right now on this roster.
I disagree with that.
What you mean?
Post is better defensively than Trace right now.
All right, not mad at that, but I like what I see from TJD to the point to where the coach just gave him some love on the road trip. So whatever Kerr, because that's all that matters, right?
Yeah,
is what he thinks.
You can only play two of the. You got to play two centers. You can't. I don't think you can play one.
And if Dre doesn't play, that increases the chances.
So I have two questions for Warrior fans. If Steve Kerr is telling you we could only play 11 at most. Okay, who are the 11 who are playing tomorrow? And then,
because Dre might not be available.
I think he's going to play.
Okay, all right, let's just act like he is for the sake of this discussion.
So you have to start somewhere, and I'm wondering, like, tomorrow's the starting point of, I want to see who plays how many minutes, because he's not going to, there's going to be two or three guys that don't play, and then there's going to be guys whose minutes are impacted. And then secondly, and this is the part we got to talk about, and I think this is what you're getting at, Goo, is the follow-up to that question to Steve Kerr was, you know, is there, who's the rotation going to be? And he said, I have no idea what the rotation's going to be. That's going to be the game-to-game thing to figure out. And that's the part where that leaves him vulnerable.
In what regard?
Because he's going to have a choice to make. Does he go with Spencer or does he bring back Pods? Does he go with Buddy Hield or does he play Peyton for defense? Yeah. Does he do this or does he do that? And if he consistently rewards the player who played better in that particular game, okay, then that's the way he's going to do it. But then that kind of takes all feel out. You know what I mean? That means he's just going to be whoever plays well the first three quarters is probably going to play the most in the fourth.
How would you describe how the rotations have been up into this Pat Spencer, blow up or him just getting on the scene? How would you describe the rotations up until now by Coach Kerr through 25 games?
Well, I think Spencer's played for only one reason. That's because Steph has gotten hurt. Okay. So Steph's missed 9 of 25 games, and the last 4 or 5 have opened up the door for Spencer. So Curry's coming back tomorrow. Let's say Curry plays 32 minutes. That would leave 16 for Spencer, which to me seems about right, but he's talking about playing Spencer and Curry a little bit together, so maybe he's still planning on playing Pat Spencer 20, 22, 25 minutes. I'm more interested in, you know, the Will Richards. I'm more interested in how he's going to use Melton.
Me too. I mean, man, I just with Melton, Steiny, I'm hitting the plus button on the calculator. I want more.
And well, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
When this restriction is removed, which I think he's aiming towards or headed towards, then I think we'll get it.
Yeah, Kerr said yesterday that they have no plans to raise Melton's minutes. And I think he's playing about 20 to 25, and he's also not going to play back-to-backs at least early in the season. But they don't have a lot. I think their next back-to-back's like in two or three weeks. So then, you know, there it is again. You got to make a decision on Melton. Are you going to start him when knowing he can only play 20, 25 minutes? Do you want to, you know, start him knowing that if you have a back-to-back, you won't be able to play him? Right now he's playing 19 minutes. He's only played 2 games. Feels like he's played more than that. But he's playing about 19 minutes a game, so I got to believe he's on about a 20-minute restriction to start. So he's going to get that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get back into action tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Oh, I got some bad news.
What happened? We ain't getting them?
No.
That's all good.
Everything changed on the road trip.
How come?
Because he said he's got a game plan for Spencer. He didn't envision that. And so
you're
tonight,
ready for Cobbs, buddy.
And so tonight he and the Timberwolves staff are going to be behind closed doors.
Now, seriously, will you see him today?
I don't think they're getting into like 4.
Oh, they're not here. I thought they'd be here.
I don't know if they're here or not.
Yeah.
Let's go to Austin in San Mateo.
Oh, man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, you guys. Hey, Guru, hey, I'm not off that Hennessy today, but I'm off something different, though.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is quite yet. But to this core, that's about to get ready to come back. They got 4 titles, man, and no disrespect to them, right? With these games that we play without them, I could say I have fun watching them, and I think it's one of their best games since the season started. And with that being said, I believe this is the start of the new era of the We Believe with this unit.
Wow.
The new era We Believe. And I feel like, you know, give the league something else to look at other than, you know, when Steph coming, you know, when he's starting and everything, he's getting tired all really early. So bring that punch off the bench with Steph in that core. They had their time, you know, let that core come off the bench and let the bench do their job. You feel me? As starters. And then when the rest of the league, when they tired, that's when Steph and that core come in and they put a punch in them. So what y'all think about, you know, changing the identity of that? Curry, Dre, Maybe even Butler coming off the bench with like Iguodala and Livingston and all that. What you all think about that?
Guru? Yeah, like, let me check with Guru on that one, eh?
And you had it kind of piggybacks on that provocative question you threw to me and Evan about the,
bringing Curry off the bench?
No, the two timeline thing. Do you remember? Where you're like, Goo, what are you more enamored with, the big dogs or the youngsters? But that's where I felt like he was going. He's off, and I love you, Austin. But, man, Steph's averaging 27 a game. We're going nowhere without him, Jimmy, and Dre. So it's just like a pot of gumbo that you said Susan makes very well. You got to find that proper blend. There is no part of me that wants to continue as much fun as I had watching these youngsters. I don't want to watch the Warriors without Steph. I don't want to watch the Warriors without Jimmy. I don't want to watch them without Draymond. Where are you? But if you told me one had to go, that would be the first place I'd go. So I'm just telling you, tomorrow night, I believe Steph Curry's going to start. If Dre's able to go, Dre, Jimmy, Pat Spencer, and Will Richard. And I've been saving this Will Richard takes, Donnie. I would like to see him be a more to serve with the offensively.
How? He's playing with Butler and Steph.
But
same problem Kuminga had.
Yeah. But basketball is such a game of rhythm. It's not one of those, it's your time, it's your turn. It's in the flow. And I think he's built up enough wherewithal to where, and he cuts with the best of them, they all do. But Stani, just be a tad bit more, I'm not saying Jordan Poole, but maybe that would get him yanked off the court. But I look at Richard sometimes and he'll pass up a shot and I get it. He's a youngster, but I'd like to see him just a tad bit more aggressive. But those are the five that I would like to see tomorrow. Melton be the first one off the bench, Pods, Kuminga, Post.
I'm more interested in who finishes. And I'm not
you've
saying
always been saying
I'm not
that.
Saying you're not.
Yeah.
I'm looking but
I so guess give me the most.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Minutes. That's the thing, too.
So, my guy Harry.
Been quiet lately.
No, he hasn't. He's been chirping. But he said he is not looking forward to. See, here's the problem.
So, he's Austin in San Jose, Austin in Redwood City a little bit.
Well, here's the problem. Everybody wants Curry to come back, but not everybody wants Draymond to come back. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And this is what he said.
Yeah.
And this is how you know he's not me, because I don't really agree with this either. But he says, I'm more excited to watch these young guys mature and play together than I am to watch the old guys who are on their way out. So we got to throw Steph out of that conversation. Clearly, if Steph's around, you know, he's going to play.
He's box office.
Butler's going to play too.
Yes. The same guy.
But what about the rest of them? What about Green? Draymond Green.
I don't think the roof caves in anymore if he's not on the floor. But if he's on the floor and the general and Steph Curry needs him and wants him and Kerr says we can't do what we need to do without him, let me double back and say I understand that. But if it were up to me, I sound like Harbaugh, enthusiasm, but if it were up to me, Steiny, that's where I would see what I could get from these other guys and see if the roof doesn't cave in. But there's just no way that's going to happen, right?
What?
Less Dre.
Why?
Steph Curry is Steve Kerr and what he's done.
Not being real. I mean, I can't believe we're still there.
Can you really, though, think about it?
I can't. I can't believe we're still there. And, you know, Jake Fisher, who works with Mark Stein on Substack,
yeah.
He basically said, you know, the Warriors essentially have no interest in trading Butler or Draymond Green unless it were for Giannis.
Now, I believe that.
So, but here's the thing. You can't make a big move unless you move one of them. So that tells me they're not going to make a big move. They're not going to make a big move, the Warriors.
I hope
you're
wrong.
Because they don't want to trade Butler or Green, according to Jake Fisher.
But what if that ends up to be fish on the end of the hook is Giannis? Then that would, you know what I mean? Then say that. But if that popped off and Giannis was coming this way, oh my gosh, sayonara, man. And
what do you mean, sayonara?
They would say bye-bye to Draymond.
And Butler?
Yes, I would drive them both to the Oakland Airport SFO.
Well, okay.
So when you say nothing's going to happen and they wouldn't be moved unless it was Giannis, I wanted that. You know what I mean? Like, he's number one on everybody's list. I got to believe in Dub Nation. But I want to say something to you or ask you a question to just get your thoughts. What is Draymond known for? His defense? Bastani in those three games, what if I told you I felt like the defense was better without him? His lateral movement is not where it used to be.
So, okay.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond.
You're criticizing Draymond, and then on the same breath, you're saying, well, we can't take minutes from him.
Because of the politics
well, then criticize
that are going
it.
His way.
Because that's a joke if that's the way it is. I can't believe, like, we're still catering to, like, if Steve Kerr decides that the Warriors are better with Draymond coming off the bench. What's the discussion? What is it?
It's everything that you hate about sports that this dude has built up.
All right.
He has a number one podcast right here on the home of Odyssey.
Do you think that matters at all?
I do believe Draymond being Draymond matters.
So
it's like, real quick, Stani, I'm going to the Temptations. Even if the guy's not blowing the flute the right way anymore, old Jimmy. He's Jimmy, and he's been there forever, and they're going to ride that out. Could you think of a scenario where Dre would start a game, Steph, and look over, and there's old Dre on the bench?
It's happened before. It's happened.
In sections or in, you know, extenuating circumstances. But think about what you're really saying.
What are you I'm going to blow my top. This organization being held hostage by Draymond Green. Like, what are we doing?
Teammate in the face and avoided suspension.
Thank you, but you're afraid to take him off the court.
It's not my decision. I told you I would, but I know why it wouldn't happen. Think about the ramifications.
I didn't expect to get exercised about this, but like the idea that Draymond Green...
You know I'm with you on it, but I'm telling you I'm being real, and I know it's easier said than...
What are people afraid of?
You have to ask them on Warriors Way.
If somebody can tell me, hey, Steiny, they're going to get a lot worse.
Everything.
Without Draymond Green. They just are. Well, first of all, I'd say, they did okay on the two games that he didn't play without Steph, but, I mean...
We know he's under contract
next year, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, so he just starts next year, even though he's declining. He's visibly declining.
Like, see, Stein, you got your chest out. Now, if you were Willard and Dibbs, and you had Kerr on, and we've talked to him too, but what would you, like, you wouldn't have that energy about Dre.
Of course I would.
But
what do you mean?
Well, I wonder what Steve's answer would be. I believe X's and O's wise.
I know he would
say or justify this thing would crumble. We wouldn't be what we even
trying
to be.
Yeah, and I'd say you're full of crap. It'll crumble. It's not going to crumble without Draymond. Let's put the rat on the table, sponsored by Atco. It's going to crumble when 30 goes.
No doubt.
Not when whatever Draymond's number goes.
Yeah. 23.
And you're right, Goo. If I said to Kerr, Draymond this, Draymond that, he'd probably be like, you know,
right.
He's so important to this team. Like, I don't know that after watching Draymond for 15 years. But the point is, he's how many players are going to continue to play 30 minutes a game if they don't deserve 30 minutes a game?
Man, that's beautiful. And I'm just telling you, I've already been where you're at. We've done this. But I know what it is, and I processed it, and you could say second-guessing, I'm not. I just know how big of a personality and everything that he's done. Klay Thompson lost out, injuries, and he got traded. And we lived through that. That's not going to happen. Draymond is untouchable. Now, how they did – you want to talk X's and O's and him playing less minutes, I'm with you. But it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'd like to think that it could happen if it's the best thing for the team. Yeah.
Some people saying on the text line, the boxing girls and work injury text line, he is the defense.
Who?
Draymond. Like, it starts there to some.
That's great. And that might have been good 7 years ago, but the league is about offense now.
It is.
And when you have Draymond Green on the floor and he cannot score.
And he's turning it over.
And he's lost effectiveness on the defensive end, then maybe we should talk about where we go moving forward. Is it a viable alternative to bring Draymond off the bench? Well, why would you want to bring Draymond off the bench, Steiny? Well, because if you like Spencer and you've got Curry and you play Butler and Green, Pat Spencer better keep shooting like he's shooting. That's all I'm saying. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors play the T-Wolves tomorrow. And Steph Curry looks like he's going to be back in the lineup. Draymond Green, we're going to find out about what's coming up on the game. Is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Gidding starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk at Sunnyvale. All the early games will be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So come on out. And if you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. Go to 957thegame, again, .com to sign up.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.